So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, Tammy Hembrow and Love Island's Matt Sikowski confirm that they're still together. Even more drama rocks the block 2024 after producers were blindsided by one team quitting. And Married at First Sight's Eden Harper has revealed how her relationship with Jaden Ennard ended. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Influencer Tammy Hembrow and Love Island's Matt Sikowski have confirmed that they're still together in a number of posts celebrating her 30th birthday. In case you missed it, fans have been speculating in recent weeks that there's trouble in paradise for the engaged couple after Matt was busted seemingly getting his flirt on with another woman in her DMs at 3 a.m. in the morning. Then some sus Instagram activity also hinted at a split between the two. However, Tammy and Matt seem to have put the breakup rumours to bed with several posts celebrating Tammy's milestone 30th birthday. Taking to Instagram yesterday, Matt shared a carousel of loved-up photos in honour of his beautiful fiancée. He captioned it, "Can't wait for the next 30 and 30 more years with you. I love you." He also shared a photo of him and Tammy out for a meal on his story, which he captioned "birthday dinner." Now, after seemingly removing all recent content of Matt from her Instagram page, it looks like he's now back on her feed. Tammy shared a carousel of pics and videos from her birthday, including a clip of her and Matt hugging. So it looks like case closed. These two look to be definitely back on. The Block 2024 has been rocked by even more drama after the arrival of some new contestants who were recruited to replace a team who had quit the show. In case you missed it, producers of the show found themselves scrambling earlier this month after the blue team, Western Australians Jesse and Paige, pulled out of the series just a few weeks into filming. Now, while the couple were soon replaced with Sydney-siders Maddie and Charlotte, their arrival on the Phillip Island site was a little rockier than expected. An insider told Yahoo Lifestyle that Maddie and Charlotte absolutely loathed what work had been completed by Jesse and Paige before their arrival. They dished the look and feel of House One up until week six was a fairly bland seaside escape concept, a Hamptons aesthetic. However, the women preferred a grand colonial theme, which they didn't want to back down on. The insider explained, "Maddie and Charlotte are hoping they will be allowed to redo the rooms that now look out of place, but a decision on how that might happen is still unconfirmed. No one has been able to confirm what the hell is going to happen with these two themes clashing, and in all honesty, something will need to be done if this house has a hope in hell of winning." Now, producers previously promised fans that the block won't be as drama-filled as the last season, and as such, they were blindsided when Jesse and Paige quit the show. The insider said they seemed fine. Obviously, the production crew had noted that there had been more tears with Jesse and Paige after some of the outcomes, but the welfare team felt that their behaviour was pretty standard with every season up until this point, adding that none of the other teams had noticed anything unusual and the cast and crew were left gobsmacked upon their exit. They added, "Producers felt blindsided by their decision to quit. It certainly wasn't on their bingo card when they cast the season. This was supposed to be the wholesome, back-to-basic season of The Block, which viewers have been crying out for." Well, I guess there's always next year. Married at First Sight's Eden Harper has revealed how her relationship with Jaden Ennard ended, revealing the nail in the coffin of their romance. So in case you missed it, as revealed by So Dramatic earlier this month, several MAFS participants revealed that the couple had broken up weeks ago, with Eden later confirming this news on Instagram last week. She since spilled more tea about the breakup, telling Hit Network's The Pulse with Shawnee B and Emma G that Jaden dumped her out of the blue one night and there was no big fight. She also said that Jaden didn't really have a reason for the split. He just said, "I just feel like this isn't right. Ouch." Now, as reported by So Dramatic, Eden was leaving the door open should Jaden want to reunite after their split. However, sources said she definitely won't be doing that after his shirtless wild night out with Lauren Dunn. Addressing this with The Pulse, Eden said, "The events of what happened after that night out, that was kind of the nail in the coffin for me, and I never got an apology. It was pretty upsetting. That night out was only a few days after what happened." Now, while Eden is still pretty upset by her split and is disappointed with the way that it played out, she can't deny her really good maths experience. She admitted, "I am really grateful for my experience on maths. I personally had a really good experience with the whole thing, with production, with Channel 9 and the show. I really enjoyed it, and I think I have to give Jaden credit for that, because if I wasn't paired with Jaden, I don't know how I would have done the show." She then added that her and Jaden had great chemistry, got along so well, and did have an amazing time during the show. And I think we could all see that from day one. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.